We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today we're going to be talking about waiting. Sometimes waiting is very hard. What are some of the things that you've had to wait for?
You have to wait until the end of the school year.
Okay.
I have to wait for dinner.
Wait for dinner when you're hungry. And I see you have a tooth missing, too. You probably had to wait for that, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have to wait for letters from my pen pal.
Okay, Emily.
Birthdays.
You have to wait for Christmas or all the holidays.
Yeah, waiting can be hard. Today we're going to learn about a man from the Bible who knew all about waiting. And his name was Simeon. Maybe some of you haven't heard his story before. It's tucked away in the second chapter of Luke. Let's hear his story now.
Now there was a man named Simeon who lived in Jerusalem. He was a righteous man.
He was filled with the Holy Spirit and eagerly waited for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day, the Spirit led him to the temple.
So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord as the law required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying,
Lord, now I can die in peace as you promised me. I have seen the Savior you have given to all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people, Israel.
Joseph and Mary were amazed at what was said about Jesus. Then Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary,
This child shall be rejected by many in Israel, and it will be their undoing. But he will be the greatest joy to many others. Thus the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed.
A prophet named Anna was also there in the temple. She was very old, and she was the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher.
She was a widow, for her husband had died when they had been married only 7 years. She was now 84 years old.
She had never left the temple but stayed there day and night, worshiping God with fasting and prayer. She came along just as Simeon was talking with Mary and Joseph, and she began praising God.
She talked about Jesus to everyone who had been waiting for the promised king to come and deliver Jerusalem.
What did God promise Simeon, Alexa?
That he wouldn't die until he saw Jesus.
That's right. And he was waiting for Jesus. And what happened?
He came.
He came. God always keeps his promises, doesn't he?
Yep, always.
Always. And the prophet Anna was there in the temple too. And when she saw Jesus, she knew right away he was the Messiah, the one all of Israel had been waiting for. And she gave thanks to God for keeping his promise. Sometimes we have to wait on the Lord too. Sometimes we have to wait for an answer to our prayer. And we got a call from a listener about just that. He felt sometimes God didn't answer his prayers. What can we say to help him?
Just because God doesn't say yes, it doesn't mean he's not answering you. Or he might just be telling him to wait.
There's the word for today, isn't it? He might be saying to wait. Yeah, Alexa.
Maybe God wants him to wait, just like Emily said, because God might have a better plan than what he's asking for in store for him.
Right, okay. God's plans are sometimes much bigger than ours.
Even if they don't seem like it at the time.
That's right. Okay, Jess.
Like Alexa and Emily said, God does have a plan, and he works in his own time, and he knows what's going to happen in his plan, so maybe he'll answer the prayer at a certain time in this guy's life.
Okay. Well, when we wait on the Lord for answers to prayers, or like Simeon, who waited for Jesus to come, we put our trust in God, and we look to him and believe that he will take care of us no matter what.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not on your own understanding.
In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight.
God is in control, and when we pray, he hears us every word. Can you all understand, though, why people sometimes feel their prayers aren't answered?
Mm-hmm.
Jess?
Yeah, because sometimes my family has decisions they need to make, and we'll be praying and praying, and sometimes it doesn't seem like God's answering the prayers.
Okay.
And then we'll get the answer.
Miss Karen has an example. You know, I started writing songs, I guess, about 10 years ago. And we've only been doing Karen and Kids now for what, about 3? So for those 7 years, I had all of these songs, and I didn't know what I was going to do with them. We sang them, and I did recordings, but I didn't know what to do with them. But you know what? God really wanted to teach me before he used them. And so I have studied the Bible, and I've worked with people, and I've worked with teachers, and I got a whole group of kids together, and we've worked together. And so what did we have? The music that Miss Karen did, the kids. When you guys were 3 or 4 years old, you weren't ready to do Karen and Kids, were you?
No.
See, that was back when I was writing Karen and Kids. When I was writing the songs, you guys were too little. So that's the answer to our friend who called us and asked us about prayers.
Are we going to send this to him or something?
I'm going to send him a copy.
I wonder if his prayer was answered by now yet.
Maybe he can let us know. What are we going to tell him about his prayers not being answered?
Trust in the Lord.
That's right.
Trust in the Lord. In all you do, the Lord is there beside you. Trust in the Lord, and he will show you the way. Trust in the Lord, and all you do, the Lord is there beside you. Trust in the Lord, and he will show you the way. He's the living water, he's the bread of life, and all who thirst and precious in his sight. Trust in the Lord, in all you do, the Lord is there beside you. Trust in the Lord, and he will show you the way. Precious in his sight. Trust in the Lord, in all you do, the Lord is there to guide you. Trust in the Lord, and he will show you the way.
Most of the great heroes of the Bible had to wait for God. Abraham and Sarah, remember them?
Yeah.
They prayed for many, many years to have a child. And finally, when they were very old, God gave them Isaac. Can you think of some other people in the Bible who had to wait for God or had to wait for something to happen?
Joshua had to wait to go into the Promised Land.
Noah waited for the rains.
Paul had to wait for his restored eyesight. Daniel had to wait in the lion's den.
You think that would be a nice place to be waiting?
No.
Ooh, that would be kind of scary.
Job had to wait in the worst of circumstances for a very long time.
David had to wait in the wilderness while Saul tried to find him.
Okay.
Joseph was sold into slavery, and then he had to wait in prison.
Moses waited in the wilderness before God called him to lead Israel out of Egypt.
We have a song about someone who waited for a very long time.
3 days in the tummy of a big
fish.
Jonah!
Everything, you can't run away.
God knows everything. God has come, so trust him and obey.
Oh, Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Tossed in the ocean, a fish swallowed you.
Tossed in the ocean, a fish swallowed you.
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Call to the Lord and he'll hear you. God and obey. Oh, Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Tossed in the ocean, a fish swallowed you.
Tossed in the ocean, a fish swallowed you.
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Call to the Lord and he'll hear you.
Call to the Lord and he'll hear you.
Look to the Lord and he'll guide you. Save you.
Pray to the Lord and he'll save you.
Hey, Jonah!
Hey, Jonah!
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 Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Everyone has times in their life when God wants them to wait. And even people who are close to God, people like Noah, and Job, and Jesus' disciples, God made them wait too, didn't he?
Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait on the Lord will find new strength.
They will fly high on wings like eagles.
They will run and not grow weary.
They will walk and not faint.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for always looking out for us. Help us to know when you make us wait, it doesn't mean you don't love us. It just means you want the very best for us. You have a greater plan than we can ever imagine. So while we wait on you, Jesus, help us to shine bright. You shine your love to the world around us. Help us to trust you. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us today.
We hope you learned a lot from our lesson today.
God wants us to wait sometimes.
He teaches us through our waiting times.
He gives us the strength we need to get through them.
And remember,
God loves us.
And we can trust him. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.